Well, finally today, after a 40-year search for somewhere to store the nation's radioactive waste, the federal government has finally signed off on a location. It will be built at Kimba in rural South Australia. Some locals say it will revive an ailing agricultural town by creating new jobs, but others remain avidly opposed to it. Rhett Burney reports.
There's a roadside sign that reads, "Kimba welcomes you," as you drive into the remote town on South Australia's Eyre Peninsula. The main street is mostly pretty quiet. There's a pub and quite a few empty old shops. Locals like Kerry Cliff hope that'll soon change when the nation's first nuclear waste storage facility will be built just outside of the town.
I'm very happy. It's another step in the process towards securing an industry not related to agriculture to secure jobs for our community and hopefully maintain our population, if not grow it a little bit. And having been through 4 years of drought and then now suffering from the effects of the excessive rain during harvest, agriculture is not the reliable source of community income that it once was.
Kerry Cliff is in the majority of locals who wanted the site. A referendum was held in 2019 with 62% of eligible residents voting in favour of it. Farmer Tony Scott wasn't one of them, and she questions the validity of the vote.
That vote was contained to the boundary of Kimba, so it's a very small amount of people. Under 900 people actually participated in the vote. Anybody that sat outside of the border didn't get the opportunity to vote. So there's people that live quite close to where the proposed facility is going to be, that didn't actually get to participate in the vote.
The site will be used to store radioactive waste, mainly from nuclear medicine. It'll include items such as hospital gowns and syringes used to treat cancer patients. Keith Pitt is the Minister for Resources.
Well, after four decades, and I'm told some 16 ministers, I issued an intention to declare more than 60 days ago, and there was a consultation period after that, and I have declared the site at Kimba.
The facility will be built on about 211 hectares of land at Napandi, which is about 24 kilometres west of Kimba's township.
It's on what's existing, its current use is agriculture, so it's used for wheat production. But effectively, it meets all of the criteria that we've set. We've been through a process where more than 20 locations were volunteered. That's taken more than 6 years.
Keith Pitt says detailed designs, technical and heritage studies still need to be completed. And he won't say how much waste will be stored at the facility when it does open. Despite the official nature of today's announcement, there will be more hurdles to cross before any sort of build does get underway. The traditional owners, the Bungala people, have already indicated they'll proceed with a judicial review of the site selection, which was written into the legislation to win over support from the federal opposition.
That's our South Australia reporter there, Rhett Burney.